Hello, my name's Roger Watson, and welcome to the Jan Podcast. These occasional podcasts will be a miscellany of my reflections on working as an editor-in-chief, some hot topics in academic publishing, and occasional contributions from guest editors. This is the Jan Podcast of
7th of April, 2018, Menopause and Sexual Health. This is Roger Watson, the editor-in-chief of Jan. Menopause is an inevitable feature of ageing in women who live long enough to experience it. It's accompanied by age-induced hormonal changes in the female reproductive tract, which indicate the imminent end of fertility, and is accompanied in many women with a period, sometimes lasting years, of unpleasant side effects. The most notable and visible of these being hot flushes. In any population of women, the menopause has an impact on sexuality. This is known from research mainly involving Western women. But what do we know about this in a relatively sexually conservative society such as the Cantonese-Chinese population? The study described here by Wong et al. 2018 was conducted in Hong Kong, and an article titled The Impact of Menopause on the Sexual Health of Chinese Cantonese Women, a Mixed Methods Study, was published recently in JAN. The study aimed to explore the impact of menopause on sexual health and marital relationships, the associated factors and the support needed among middle-aged and older women, and involved a sample of over 500 women who completed a questionnaire and 30 of whom were interviewed. There was a high prevalence of sexual dysfunction, and this was associated with depression. The effect on the women's sexual lives was negative, and the most commonly reported effects of menopause or low sexual drive and vaginal dryness. As one woman said, more specific information about sex, in addition to the other aspects of menopause, needs to be provided. She said, I think information should be more focused on sexual life, because there is a lot of other information already, like there are videos about hot flashes, etc., but not much about sex for both partners. In conclusion, the authors say, this study gave a context for healthcare workers to better understand the challenges and needs of middle-aged and menopausal women, and to ensure the provision of appropriate management of menopause in both clinical and community settings, targeting the family unit instead of women only. Better knowledge of the menopausal transition will enable healthcare service providers to implement appropriate programs, education and services for different target populations.
This podcast was produced in association with youpublicationslimited.com.
Between pages, memories pressed.